The minister did come himself, he promised. I contacted both Denny McGinley and Minister McHugh, and the minister himself assured me that he would come if he was in Donegal. He did come, he looked at the bridge, he met the committee, he was very well briefed, he had actually read the file before he came. The Donegal County Council then made a formal application. The department came back and asked for some additional information, and today the minister has actually allocated upwards of 800,000 to complete the Mullanty Boyle Bridge. All of the work is done. It's a shovel-ready project, so we'll be looking forward to the council going out to tender on this now with the money in place. So it's a fantastic day for Glenties. It's a fantastic day for West Donegal.
There's been campaigns, there's been protests in Glenties. How important is this?
Everything that was done was important. You have to keep these things on the agenda. You have to keep them at the top of the agenda. I want to thank the people of Glenties. I want to thank the committees. I want to thank all the public representatives, because all the public representatives in Glenties also help.
Now, you're saying the project's shovel-ready. Do we have a timescale on when this bridge will be up and running?
We don't know that yet, because I don't know what the timescale is in terms of... There's a procedure to go through now in terms of going to tender, and so there's a whole procedure there. But... all of the work in relation to the planning and all of the rest of that is all done. That's all in place. So it should be very straightforward now for council to go out to tender for this and set a timescale. Obviously, there's a time frame involved in that, but it's great news, and I'm absolutely delighted. I'm over the moon today.